Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. It's your host, Hannah Mann. We're coming to you a little bit early this week on a Monday because, as you guys know, things get just a touch hectic this time of year. If you've been a fan of The Breakdown for a while, you know that Taylor brought you an episode last year on the horses that deserve the AQHA Horse of the Year award. So, I figured I would bring that to you again this year. I talked to four guys inside the top 15, Shad Mayfield, Haven Medjid, Marty Yates, and Shane Hanchey, on who they are keeping top of mind when it comes time to vote for the 2025 AQHA Horse of the Year award. First, I bring you Shad Mayfield. As we all know, Shad's great mare Lollipop won the 2024 AQHA Tie Down Horse of the Year award. Shad explains how the Horse of the Year voting process works, who his picks are for this year, what he looks for in a Horse of the Year, and why his picks deserve the award. Shad also talks about just how special it is to have a horse in his barn that has won the award. Without further ado, here's Shad. Can you explain how the whole nomination process and voting process works for anyone who may not understand how the whole Horse of the Year process works?
Yeah, so the Horse of the Year is voted by the calf ropers themselves. I think it's the top 25 in the world. They vote for whichever horse that they think is the best throughout that season. And I feel like it's one of the most prestigious awards you can win. Like last year when Lollipop won it, that meant a lot to me. Just not because she won it, but just it's voted on by your other competitors. So I feel like that's very big, you know, for someone else to vote for your horse to be Horse of the Year.
Now, you guys have already nominated horses, right?
We haven't nominated yet, no.
Okay, you haven't yet. For some reason, I thought that you nominated in September and then you voted in October. Is it different this year?
We put them up. We vote in November and we put them up like our nominations. Like I nominated my two mares and then everyone puts whatever their nominations up individually. And then we vote, I think, sometime in October maybe.
Okay, perfect. Who are your picks this year? Which horses have you been the most impressed with? Obviously, you mentioned your two, but...
I believe Riley Webb's horse. I know he's my competition and all, but I'm not afraid to say that Riley's horse should win Horse of the Year. I believe that the Horse of the Year is a horse that's gone all year long and, you know, competed at their best all year long, and that's what separated Lollipop last year from winning Horse of the Year. I felt like I rode her from, you know, the start of the year to the end of the year and won a lot on her, which Riley's done the same thing this year. He's rode Rudy from the winter to the end, and he's never gave him any time off or anything, and that horse just took it from all of it. And that horse, all the money that Riley's got won, you know, I think 90% of that money come from riding Rudy, and I think that's a really good horse. I feel like Horse of the Year should be, I don't feel like it should be mounted out and all that. I feel like it's the horse that competed the best with the guy that's rode the best. And I think Rudy's definitely been that horse, as well as I think another horse that stands out was Tanner Green's horse, Bird. That horse was, he's gotten so good this year. And the thing is, that horse is still young, so he's just going to get better and better throughout his year. And Tanner batted him out a lot, and a lot of guys won on that horse, so that's impressive. But I still feel like it's the horse that's been to every type of setup and has won, and I feel like that's been Rudy all year.
Definitely.
My horses, I don't feel like mine were qualified this year just because they didn't go all year with I didn't go all year with one horse like Riley did with Rudy or Tanner did with Bird, so I kind of alternated them out, so that subtracts that a little bit.
For sure. What you mentioned a little bit, but what are like the specific qualities in those horses that you feel like makes them, you know, your, not necessarily your picks, but I guess separates them from the rest of the horses that have been going this year?
Yeah, the number one thing I look for in a horse of the year, because I feel like the horse of the year isn't just, like we talked about, isn't just over the winter or over the summer. It's the horse that competes the best throughout the whole year. And like I said, that's been Rudy all year long. He's fit the setups from the small winter buildings to the big outdoor arenas in the Northwest. That's what I look for, is a horse that you could be able to ride in any type of setup and they're going to be good. And you know, those two horses stand out, Riley's horse and Tanner's horse, for that specific reason. You could ride them in any setup.
Are there any horses that you feel like if they were rode a little bit more throughout the year that they would be in the running?
I feel like Haven Medjid's horse this year, either one of his could be in the running. I know that Little Punch got hurt and Smoke, Haven was out a little bit with Smoke, but honestly, I feel like Smoke could also be, you know, top three as well. Just people don't realize is Haven's only rode that horse all summer long, you know, since he's got hurt, and that horse has excelled, you know, all summer. And that's another really good horse. So I think those would be my top horses right there. If not, another one that I think is really good that's already won it is Shane Hanchey's horse, Bugsy. I feel like he'd be right there, you know, with Havens and Tanner's as well.
For sure. Obviously, Lollipop won last year. Talk about how special it is, you know, to have a horse in your barn that you're still riding. Who's won the award?
Yeah, so, like, I say that all the time. It's like, Lollipop's already won Horse of the Year one time, so I'm not worried about her winning it again, because she already has that recognition of Horse of the Year, and that's something that's going to go behind her name, you know, till the day she's retired and even farther out. But like I said, the most prestigious part of winning Horse of the Year is that it's getting voted on by the other calf ropers, so they see it all year long when you go through with the horse, and they know deep down what you battle out all year long to be able to vote for that horse. But like I said, I had a lot of big wins last year and you know, won a world championship and everything, and I put winning Horse of the Year right at the top.
You heard Chad mention Haven Medjid's horses, Smoke and Lil Punch. Haven had to sit out for a month of the season this year with a back injury, but the remainder of the summer he called on Smoke at almost every rodeo. Smoke was a reserve Horse of the Year last year, and from the sounds of it, he might be in the running again this year. Haven talks about the five horses he thinks deserve the award this year, what he looks for in eligible horses, and a little bit about what goes into making a horse program like him and his wife Shelby have. Who are your picks this year for Horse of the Year? Your horses have been mentioned by a couple guys, so I'm curious who you've had your eye on.
There's probably about four. I'd say mine's definitely went a lot of miles this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've mounted out about four times, and we sat out 2 months of the season, and then we went all night, all day drives for a month and a half pretty much, and then I'd say Smoke, Shad's Lollipop, Riley Webb's Rudy, and then Tanner Green's Bird. Logan Bird's Peso. Those would be the top five horses that I've seen by far. Mm-hmm. There's not another horse out of those five that are even come close to those five horses.
What are some qualities in those horses that you feel like make them top picks, top five?
I think you went on any setup that you ride those horses at. Fast setup, long setup. You need to turn them around, jerk them down. They all score good. And that's the biggest thing. A horse that can really run out here is the difference maker.
Mm-hmm. Are there any horses that you feel like if they were rode a little bit more throughout the year that they would be in the running?
Not really. You know, there's I mean, you could give me $1 million and I wouldn't. I mean, there's not another horse other than those five that I would go buy.
You obviously ride some phenomenal horses that we've got to watch from the Futurities to the rodeos. Talk a little bit about your horse program and how to set up a horse for success from the beginning.
Oh, I mean, it all starts from day one and the foundation. Obviously, you put under them, how much time you spend with them. A big deal is how good a horse scores. I feel like a horse can not run as fast, but if it scores really good and lets you hit the barrier, those are the kind of horses. I mean, as long as you can hit the barrier day after day, you have a really high chance of winning. So, I mean, I really focus on the horses being able to score good, and then obviously placing the cattle, going right, going left. If they step right, step left, that really helps you a lot. Being able to track the cattle because you're roping big arenas, you're roped out calves and stuff that step different directions. So if your horse are following good and they learn that at a young age, they just build that confidence in their run. And once you get them out here on the road and get them seasoned, then it's easy for them. It's no stress. It's just they fall right in behind and it makes it easy. And they learn to love their job.
Smoke, back kind of back to Horse of the Year things, but Smoke was in the running the past couple years, right?
Yep.
Talk to me about how special it is to have a horse like him on the trailer, and even like Lil Punch. I mean, the guys have mentioned both him and Lil Punch, so.
Yeah, it's been hard not having Little Punch out here this year. I'm very blessed to have two of the best horses probably going down the road. I have a great team. But with him being hurt, he's sidelined right now. It's been tough not having him out here, but Smokes, he's, I really ride Smoke a lot in the summertime, and being able to have both of those horses, but Smoke especially, in the summertime, the horse scores amazing and runs. I mean, he can run so hard and stops real violent. He don't really ever drag. He'll jerk him hard and then pulls him perfect about every single time. He's very easy going and stuff, but I mean, I feel bad for him. I've hauled his absolute wheels off the last month and a half out here, and I mean, he hasn't faltered yet. I mean, we're down to three rodeos left, and I mean, he's still going strong.
What are you doing to keep him healthy and just, I mean, overall sound and feeling good where he's working good out on the road?
Just honestly, just making sure he's eating good, keeping good feed in front of him at all times. I keep him on Succeed and stuff out here in the summertime to help prevent ulcers a lot because, I mean, the amount of miles we go in, the different climates we go in, just trying to prevent ulcers and anything, any stress on this horse. So the biggest deal is just making sure he's happy, he's healthy and stuff, and then when he's feeling good, he's working good.
For sure. When I was talking to Marty and Shad, like I said, they both mentioned your horses having the qualities that it takes to win Horse of the Year. How special is it to you and your program to not have to have not only your competition but also your peers, think about your horses being deserving of the award?
Oh, it means a lot, honestly. It's what Shelby and I work for every single day, at the house, with the young horses, trying to have, horses that are coming up to replace Smoke and Punch and Anna and stuff. We're very blessed to have the athletes we do right now, and when other people recognize them, it means that your hard work is paying off, and it's awesome to be able to have people recommend, think that your horse is good enough to be in, the category of horse of the year.
Definitely. Now, you and Shelby also obviously ride, a lot of horses. A lot of horses go through your guys' program. What do you feel like is the it factor, that makes the ones that like the Smoke and the Lil Punch that you take out on the road that do have those qualities of winning Horse of the Year?
I think it's just, they're freaks. There's not we ride a lot of horses every single year, and I can say we've went through a lot of horses to try to find another Smoke or a Lil Punch. And I mean, it takes a long time to find. You might go through 100 head of horses and you might get one, you might get none. It takes a and you might have that one that you're thinking is going to make, and then well, once you get them out on the road, they can't handle it. So it's, I really truly think it's, I mean, it's no different than Lollipop. She's a freak. Webb's horse is good. Peso is a freak. They can mount out a million guys on that horse, and it doesn't matter who rides him, what style rides him. That horse works every single time, and so it's really, I don't think there's, that if you look at it, there's 110 people usually entered at a rodeo, and there's five freaks there. So I mean, and the amount of people that have went through looking for horses and they can't find them. So I just don't think that they're really out there. It's a blessing when you do get them, and you have to take very good care of them because you might not get another one in your lifetime. And I'm blessed to have been able to have a couple of them.
Taking a quick break to jump in here and tell you guys a little bit about roping.com. With a roping.com membership, you can get unlimited access to roping.com's comprehensive tie down, breakaway, and team roping video library and learn from world champions Caleb Schmidt and Shad Mayfield, as well as top trainers Logan Harkey and Justin Moss. Plus, you can binge hundreds of hours of live and archived ropings, including the Cinch Timed Event Championship and the Patriot Events, the legendary Spicer Grip and Mo Betta ropings, and more. I had the opportunity to talk to Marty Yates a couple weeks ago about the horses he's had on his trailer this year. Similar to Haven and Shelby, Marty and his wife Lonnie have built a successful horse program over the last several years. I caught him kind of off guard with my Horse of the Year questions, but he had similar answers to Shad, Haven, and Shane.
It's almost horse of the year time. Which horses are you thinking are this year's front runners?
That's a hard question. We've been going all year and watching all these horses, and Haven, his horses always stand out, but he hasn't got to be out here all year, and so I don't know how the voting will go for that. But his horse Smoke is great. Of course, Lollipop, she kind of adds horse. She speaks for herself. She's a great horse. There's lots of other horses that have looked really good this year. So to me, that's kind of putting me on the spot right there.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Horses of the year, because I mean, to me, and then how can you not say Rudy? I mean, Riley Webb's got 260 something thousand one. So to me, those are your three horses of the year right there. There's some other horses. I rodeoed with Lane Livingston this year, and he has a great young horse named Tom. He's 7 years old, and Bucks rode him, or Lane's rode him about all year, and he's been just about flawless. You really can't cuss him for anything. He's been awesome. But Tom, he's a great horse, and he's been good all year. But can you put him in the horse of the year category if nobody's going to ride him in the building? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If somebody's not going to ride him with Thomas and Mack. So I don't know. That's kind of a tricky question. I think your 1, 2, and 3 is Riley Webb, Shad May, or Rudy, Lollipop, and then Smoke.
Shane Hanchey needs no introduction, especially when it comes to Horse of the Year things. Shane has had two different horses win Horse of the Year, so he's no stranger to the award. I caught up with Shane last week to talk about his action-packed weekend of trying to make the finals. If you haven't read that full story, you can find it over on calfroping.com. It's an interesting one. Anyways, Shane is also the calf roping event director, and we always like to hear his perspective when it comes to Horse of the Year. Who are your picks for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased. I got Bugsy in there. I don't expect him to win it, but I did, you know, I did mount him this summer quite a bit. Shad rode him at St. Paul and blasted one and won second in the round, second in the average on him. And then Dylan Hancock won Salinas on him, won the short round, won second in the short round, won the average on him. And like I said, I've rode him from, you know, the beginning of March till Sioux Falls. And to me, a horse of the year is like that. And so with that being said, it would be hard for me to believe if Rudy didn't win horse of the year, with that much money that's been won on him just with Riley and how he's rode him at every major rodeo of the year. And then my second pick would be Peso. I mean, I think, you got, you know, Kyle made the NFR on him. He wouldn't have made the NFR if it wasn't for him. Hell, I wouldn't have made the NFR. I won second at Strathmore on him for $6,700. You take that away and I'm not in the top 15, you know. Right. So, and then Shad, of course, winning Calgary on him. And then the Harris boys riding him at Calgary and all that. And so Peso's going to be busy at the NFR. And so, I mean, to me, it's between Peso and Rudy. And hopefully Bugsy might can sneak in there for a third place finish.
When you think, and you just touched on this a little bit, but when you think of Horse of the Year, what are the traits that you're thinking about?
Well, for me, I'm a realist and I understand. So it's the title is Horse of the Year, right? So it's got to start at the buildings, you know, Houston, San Antonio, Fort Worth, and it's got to go through the spring, go through the summer and the fall. You understand? And so I do think there's been a horse that was probably better than any other horse this summer, but it was just for the summer, you know, and I think the horse is great. I think he just kind of, by the time things got going, he really started shining in the summer, and they won a bunch on him. He mounted him, and that horse was phenomenal. But at the end of the day, I think the horse has got to be in the top 15 for the world standings and got to be ridden at different setups and won on by, if you're not going to win 300,000 by the same person like Riley, you got to let other guys ride, and they got to be able to win on them too. Personally, and you know, that's what Peso did and Bugsy a little bit too.
So you've rode some super special horses throughout your career and have won Horse of the Year a couple times. Can you talk about what the award means, coming from someone who has won it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the award, so yeah, it's really special to us just because of how much, you know, my brother is a horse trainer, my uncle's a horse trainer. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of was bred into me to you know, have a love for horses and horsemanship. More than anything, it's horsemanship. And
right.
To be able to win the Horse of the Year is probably more special to me than most guys, I think, because, you know, Bugsy winning it, Cy winning it, Riata never won it, but he won second a couple times. Like, to me, like, that's the ultimate reward for being a horseman, is having your horse win Horse of the Year, right? Because if you're not good with a horse or don't ride a horse very good, chances are your horse ain't going to shine, you know, in the brightest of lights. So I just think that just kind of goes to show what kind of horseman you are if you're able to win the Horse of the Year, and even more special if it's one you own and train, you know.